Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How you doing this morning? This podcast is where you and I get together every single day. It's our new daily ritual. Two people who have this love and this passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is, whatever level we're at. Whether we're new, getting into this, we want to make it more of a part of our lives to take it to another level, or we've been doing it forever. We're two like-minded people just hanging out in this world where maybe some people don't understand what we're doing or why it's important to us, right? Are you tired of explaining why this is just what makes you feel good? This is just what you do, right? Do you ever get frustrated and tired of trying to have to explain it to people who don't have your same values? Well, this is a place where you can go and connect with someone just like you who understands what you're all about. So we can increase that level of passion and desire, right? So you can just get more and more out of it. And more importantly than that, you and I, we have this desire to get more out of life, to become more than just muscles, more than just a great body and being healthy. We want to improve ourselves in every way possible, not just physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, our relationships, our business. You know, we know that the better we become, the more of options we'll have in life. You know, all those great things, the places that people go, the things they experience, the people they get to meet and hang out with and fall in love with and build a life with, the best hotels to travel to, places to go, the best schools for your children, the best neighborhoods to live in, the best cars, whatever it is to us, whatever is important to us, we know that the better that we become as a person, more of those things, those more options we have. Now, I'll tell you, it's not my job to tell you what's important to you. That's up to you. But I can tell you this, to be able to get what you want, you have to become the best you. And that's what I really want to get clear and really have you focus on passively while you're listening to this podcast. Become the best version of you. That all those things in life that people say, you can become anything that you want. You can have all these things. That is true. If you become the best you possible, you find a way to be mentally, physically, emotionally flexible enough to find a way to get there. You can't just be the same old you if the same old you isn't getting you closer to those things that you say that you want. You got to find a different approach. You got to be flexible in your approach. And just by listening to this podcast every day, it's going to sink in what you have to do to eventually get there. You know, I just posted some pictures of my wife, my baby. We went for our first walk with our dog, Alpha, you know, as a family. And I talked about this on yesterday's podcast, how while I was this focused, committed, you know, bodybuilding and winning those trophies, that 1 ounce of muscle, losing that 1 ounce of body fat was the most important thing in the world to me. And it's given me this opportunity to talk to you. I really appreciate everything that I've accomplished in the past. Again, if I didn't accomplish those things, you wouldn't even be listening to me right now. So I always want to make that clear. But the sacrifice of all that focus, of all that dedication, it came off the overall quality of my life. It had nothing to do with if I was a hard worker or a good person, because I know that you guys work hard and you're good people. But if I just kept on going in that same way of thinking and doing, which I was, and I just thought that, you know, just all the great things in life were just going to come to me. Again, family, connection, warmth, business, and everything that comes with a successful business. I just thought it was just going to come because I was a good guy and a hard worker. And that's not true. That's not true. The other thing about it that made it somewhat frustrating for me is that I was always into personal development. Ever since I went to my first motivational seminar, Zig Ziglar, at 21, I've been pounding my brain with all these positive thoughts and all these strategies to control my emotions, to take my life to the next level. But those were really generic. Those were generic messages, nice little quotes that you see on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, right? And I wasn't able to translate what was being said to my individual conditions. I couldn't see myself objectively to apply it to my life. And, you know, I know that from the emails that you send me and all the comments, how much you're loving this, how finding a person who's like you, who has gone through the journey, is continuing to go down the same path. I think the same thoughts. You are appreciating all my stories, whether they're positive stories or a lot of my challenges. That's helping you. This is a nice place to come, but I want more than just a good feeling out of these podcasts. I want you to learn the lessons that I've learned, right? Not just all the successful strategies when it's building muscle and losing body fats, which I'm more than happy to share with you, but also all my challenge, especially in that mindset. Because I'll tell you, if I just kept on going, being a good person, being a hard worker, writing all the goals, listening to the motivational speakers and all their messages, I would have never gotten to this point. It took a lot more than that. It took a lot more than that. And I know that a lot of you, because you're the type of person who would listen to me in this podcast, we're a lot the same. And I may have a few years on you, and I just want to put you in that right direction to have the quality of life that you want sooner rather than later. So if I share my stories and my challenges, you know, not only can I help you build muscle, lose body fat more effectively and efficiently in a shorter period of time than what it would have taken you to figure it out all by yourself, but I also can help you figure out, you know, what you have to do specifically in your particular life with all the challenges that you've been through in life, whatever formed your way of thinking, how you can make those adjustments to yourself so you can start really getting to that life that you really want, all right? And feeling, you know, positive and optimistic that in addition to being a good person and working hard, that you'll actually find strategies. Now, I can't talk to you, you know, one-on-one, or all of you one-on-one. Today is Sunday, and that's a day that I have for one-on-one coaching where I talk to individuals just like you from all over the world because of, you know, this recording system that I have. So I talk to people from all over the world for a half an hour every week on the same day. And we piece together and I can share all of my knowledge, all of my insight, all the mistakes that I've made so they don't make them with their particular conditions. I mean, their age, how important training is to them, what they're willing to sacrifice, what they're not, you know, what their overall goals are. So we cut through all the generic motivational and fitness information. I talk specifically about their situation. If you're interested in that type of coaching, go to skiplacour.com, go under coaching, and then click weekly coaching. Again, right now, with all the things that I have to do, this is something I really enjoy. But I just do it on Fridays and on Sundays. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you're interested. See, that is the most effective way for me to share everything that I've learned with you. So you get from where you are right now to where that on track towards that quality of life, you know, that you really want, right? Now I can't do that. And so I have to find another way, like through these podcasts. And I want it to be more than just neat little stories, right? Although I know that they help you feel good, give you perspective, right? And so the way that I do it is I'm just bearing my soul, bearing my life, bearing my challenges, bearing, you know, all the crazy thinking that made so much sense to me way back when and how I evolved through it. Because I know that, that's exactly the way I think about this too. That's what's going to get you, you know, jar your mind to start thinking differently. You may be in pain. You're not able to figure out how to get things on track. You just know you're a good person and you work hard. If I can just say something that you could totally relate to and it just, you know, makes you tingle, and for some of you, it just may make you mad. Well, it may challenge you. What's he talking about? You know, whatever creates an emotional reaction out of you, whether it's positive or negative, that's probably something that you should listen to. And that's the way when you're emotionally moved, right? When I say something and that really makes you feel bad and makes your heart sink, or your stomach tie up, or something that inspires you so much, you know, your face just brightens up, the hair on your arms or the back of your neck just kind of stand up, because on a positive end, you're so inspired. That's when my message will get through. And so the only way to do that, because I can't step into your life, is to share, you know, my story. And let me just tell you this too. It isn't until now, you know, that I am even comfortable even sharing anything about my life. And you might think, what are you talking about, Skip? You're a 6-time national champion. You this, that, whatever all my accomplishments are. I'm telling you, and I can't emphasize this enough, is while I was so focused and so dedicated to become a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, so friggin' amazing that people said, no way there's that guy is drug-free, right? And just doing it year after year after year, right? Persevering, writing all those articles, acquiring all this knowledge, right? Getting sponsored by supplement companies, all the things that seemed so successful in that one little area of life. Man, I did whatever it took to become successful. And again, I appreciate that just created so many just holes in the rest of my life that now you have to change that thinking, right? And start in a whole different path. And things don't just happen as quickly. You don't just say, okay, I'm going to change. I'm going to start thinking more in line for what I want. I'm going to start taking action, right? That's a great start, a start that most people can't even get themselves to do, don't have that insight or, you know, that epiphany to actually do that. But once you even do that, you know, finding the right set of strategies, that's going to be a challenge. And then you don't just start doing something and get immediate results. You know, then you have to go through the process, right? To have the body that you want right now, right? Whether you've been training for 10 years or 1 year, you didn't just show up in the gym on day one and have a great body, right? This took time, right? But you were just so determined. Maybe you were in pain. Maybe you were just excited. Then you started loving it and you just did it one step at a time. And that's what it's going to take to have that quality of life that you really want, that you define, not anyone else, that you define. And that's exactly what my story has been. And that's exactly what my story is. And, you know, I have been writing this book for many years, and it's called Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. My Pain is Your Gain. And the whole premise of that book is that, man, if I've gone through all this bullshit in my life, all this limiting thinking, my trauma, my bad experiences of the past that formed a way of thinking that took me in one direction where I said I wanted to go in the other direction, you know, if I can share that with you, and again, knowing that if you're listening to me right now, if you've been drawn into my circles, we're probably a lot alike, I know that I can help you. And I remember one day, the irony of this was it was right after, was within months after winning my first overall Team Universe Championship, where I just looked incredible. I had worked so hard, I attained so much, but my life was in so much pain. I just remember driving to this gym in the dark, dark Seattle, 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. And I was in this rental van meeting, you know, my one buddy, Tony, up there in Seattle. And I mean, just driving down this street, and God, my heart was just clenched. My stomach was just in a ball, and I just had to keep on keeping on. And I just had to train. And, you know, this is the way it is. I just had this amazing victory and all this stuff. And this is how it feels. And it reminded me of that seminar, the first seminar that I went to of Zig Ziglar's when I was 21. And how I just jumped into all his teaching and all his little quotes that he had that just would make you feel good. And one was, a big shot is just a little shot who keeps on shooting. And, you know, Man, I just remember driving down that street in so much pain, going, a big shot, it's just a little shot, who keeps on shooting. A big shot, it's just a little shot, who keeps on shooting. That was kind of just like my mantra to calm myself down because I was going through so much pain. And what really augmented the pain was I achieved what I said I was going to do. I was the best in the country at that time. And this is the result of it? Well, it wasn't. It was everything that I wasn't focusing on that, you know, led me in that direction. One thing I said on that morning in driving in Seattle is that I have to find a way to make this all worth it. I have to find a way to use this pain to help other people. And that was back in 1998. As you can tell as I'm describing this, it's still, I'm just so emotionally moved. That was the point, so what is that now, 15 years ago, that I really dug in deep. And you, and you know, not just having you build a great body and enjoy the process and understand the process, but to help you build an overall quality of life and not create holes in your life while you think you're feeling them. Does that make sense? Don't create holes in your life while you think you're feeling them by doing other things. And that's been my passion. That's been my focus passion, to turn that pain into your gain. And so with this book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, you know, I just bear out all the things that you may have know about me, some things you don't know about me, but just give you the big transparent picture of who you're dealing with, why I'm so great at other things and why I suck at other things. And the reason why I even bring that up, and I'll keep you posted, go to confessionsofarecoveringbodybuilder.com, confessionsofarecoveringbodybuilder.com, and sign up for the email alerts, because I'll send you, when the book is done, or I'll send you excerpts of, to tease you, you know, maybe some little things to get you interested in it. Go there, sign up, and send me some emails. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is that, you know, I would have never written this book like when I was a national champion. I would have been too embarrassed. There are so many holes, emotional, financial, relationship-wise, that me becoming a champion created, that I wouldn't want you to know all that. But the point is all the work that I put into myself, that maybe some of you can benefit from what my challenges were and exactly what the work I put into it and what my thoughts along the way, because I know, I can tell. Okay, I've been a student of personal development for a long time. You know, I read your posts, you know, what Sue saw, Stacy, whether it's Miss Jules, Hinder JB, on the bodybuilding.com journals, people's post on Facebook. You know, I understand, you know, the challenges that you're going through, because I've been through them. Now, through time and working so hard, you know, and just being so sick of it, I didn't continue going that path and rationalizing it. I demanded myself, you know, to make changes. You know, really the reason why is that, you know, I would accomplish all the things that I set out to be. And it was always like, well, this isn't getting me closer to this dream life that I have, you know, in mind. If anything, it took me away from it. I couldn't figure that out until I just said, look, I'm a good person. I work hard. I'm consistent. I think I'm a good student. I'm a good teacher. I give to people, create values. I'm a smart guy. You know, I have all these gifts and all these talents. It's not manifesting into anything close to what I think it should. Can you relate to that? Well, the thing is, there are certain things about the way I was thinking and what I valued, what I didn't value enough, my thinking, what made sense to me, that really wasn't going to get me there. And so I would have never, back in when I was winning a national champion, would have ever been able to tell you a book like Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. I just would have been too embarrassed. You know, I've told this story on podcast before. It was after that time period. I was in California. I was driving my car. It needed oil. Man, I don't think I had shaved for a couple days or whatever. And again, this comes right during the time that you guys were admiring and respecting everything that I've done, right? Winning championships, writing all these articles. I was gaining that muscle, losing that body fat, winning those trophies and sharing with you and writing those articles. You guys were loving it. And just on a personal level, just how, you know, empty that I felt. I remember when I was putting my oil in my car, and some guy is at a gas station, and some guy, you know, walked by, and he goes, "Hey." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "You know, has anybody ever told you that you look just like Skip LaCour?" I go, "Oh. You know, think about that." Here I am. He was excited about it. And I just wasn't proud of Skip LaCour, right? It wasn't like I made all these bad mistakes, poor decisions, got in trouble with the law or nothing. It was nothing like that. It was just that I put in so much work, and for what I wanted, I was so far off. I was empty. I wasn't happy, right? And you know what? Even when I say this now, I wasn't happy. I had it all rationalized. You know, I can look back now and say I wasn't happy, but right then, it didn't feel that way. I had a way of, it wasn't even close to rock bottom, you know, and sometimes you got to really take on the pain that you're going through to actually make the changes. So, you know, I can look back and say I wasn't happy, but, you know, truth be told, I don't know how unhappy I really was. I had it all rationalized. Can you relate to that? And, anyway, he goes, he didn't get the reaction out of me that he expected. So he goes, "Do you know who that is?" And I said, and I was really just like, God, I just want this guy to, you know, go away. I remember, like I said, I wasn't shaven, wasn't a good place in my life, whatever it was. And I just wanted him to really just go away, right? Can you believe that? And, he said, "Do you know who that is?" And I go, "Yeah, it's a bodybuilder. He's a bodybuilder." He said, "Yeah." Anyway, so, you know, I just kind of was going back. He could tell by my body language that I wasn't really interested in having this conversation. So he kind of walked away. And so I'm here putting oil in my car, waiting for him to go away. And I look over my shoulder, and when he got a safe distance away, and you could tell he's shaking his head like, "Wow, that's freaky. That guy looks just like Skip LaCour," right? You know, think about that. That was in the height of everything that you've come to respect me for, right? That was in the height. But there's a bigger story to all that. And that's what's in this Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, because I want you to have a bigger, more robust quality of life, all those emotions, those feelings that you really want. You know, for some of you, because I know you're going down my path, you're not going down the right path. You're not thinking the right way. And again, I can't, unless you had one-on-one coaching with me, I can't help you break through. You know, you hear all the insight, or, you know, a lot of people have written nice emails about my wisdom or whatever. That wisdom is, it comes from doing a lot of things wrong and feeling a lot of pain. But, you know, I can't impart my wisdom in your particular situation unless you do this one-on-one coaching, right? So the only way I can do it is just to bear my story and let, you know, it hit you, rather like a sock in the stomach or make you so excited and inspired. But it's got to have that emotional feeling. Just you being flatlined, like, "Huh, that's a good story," that's not going to work to make the changes that you need. So this book is really just to fulfill that mission that I set out 15 years ago when I was feeling all that pain driving down that street in that rented van in Seattle that morning. And even the circumstances around that, I got to explain that all to you. I'm going to go back to when I was 4 years old. My first memory of life was this, living in Riverside, California, San Bernardino. I'm 4 years old. This is my first memory of life, right, is that there was this big raging fire on this Mount Rubidor, right? And we lived right on the base of the mountain. And I say lived, you know, I lived with not my biological father, not my stepfather right now. I was living, you know, with my mother's first husband. You know, I was there with my brother. I really don't even know where my mom, I know now she was up in Northern California. She was remarried at the time. I had no idea how long I was without my mom and I was living in this situation. I have no idea. But my first memory was this fire. And at that time you had latchkey kids, right? You know, it was, you know, I'm 4 years old. You're staying at home. I guess my brother was five, whatever, right? But I guess that was acceptable back then, right? And just being scared to friggin' death, looking out this window and seeing the fire and the smoke down the street and people were running around. And I'm there alone at 4 years old with my five-year-old brother. And I just went to my bed and I just kind of rocked myself going, mommy, 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 right? And I have no idea how long my mommy wasn't around or how long afterwards. I'm just telling you. So, you know, it leaves this kind of like thought process in your mind that kind of puts you in a direction. I've got lots of stories like that, lots of stories that it all gives you a bigger picture of who I am and what this is, you know, all about. And that's just the way that I think that I can be the most effective of, you know, helping you and also fulfilling that mission that I set out to do, to really help you improve the quality, you know, of your life. So, you know, I would just want to, you know, take a moment. You know, you listen to these podcasts and, you know, I'm sure you're getting a lot out of them if you're listening to them. But I want to tell you specifically about things that I can do, you know, to help you. And again, I give you some general things, those emotional things, figure out your challenges, make sure you're going on the right path in life. But one thing, here's my goal and my mission, is that you found someone in me who loves what you love, who has been through what you're going through, is going through what you're going to, deals with all the same things. You found someone who you can connect with to help this journey. So it bolsters your love and your passion for what you're doing. Because when you can enjoy it and you can congregate and you can not have to do it alone, you can find someone like me to share in this passion. When you enjoy it, you'll do better at it. All right. So I want to be that friend, that coach, that mentor, that whatever, someone who can go through this journey with you. And I'm going to share all my stories. Oh, I can relate to that. Boy, Skip's just like me. Look what he's done with his body. I can do this too. So I want to be that influence. Because again, you know, when you're loving this, you're enjoying this, you have more certainty and confidence. You're not doubting everything that you do in the gym. But most importantly, you're not doubting if this is how you should spend your energy. All right? You're going to enjoy it a lot more and you're going to become better. You're going to find the strategies just because you're enjoying it. Okay? Second thing I want to do is I want to make sense out of all this information that's out there. You get the number one challenge for people with this bodybuilding training process is all the different information, not knowing how to prioritize the information that's being presented, getting confused, getting frustrated, getting overwhelmed. They may be doing it right, but they've been told they've been doing it wrong. Again, it goes back to number one of not enjoying the process. I want to help you make sense of all the information. Now, I know some people get frustrated with me because they just tell me what to do. I could tell you exactly what you should do, how you should train, how you should eat, give you a short explanation with it. I already know, though, right? It doesn't matter how well I sell you on it. If I can't teach you how to think your way through it, why this works, why there's some validity in some of the other things that people say, yet this is what you choose to do, right? Just tell you what to do. You're going to have a real challenge later on because whether it's 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now or 2 years from now, someone's going to throw something that makes more sense to you at that time, or you're going to be getting all these results, but you're not going to appreciate them because they don't seem like they're so great now. And then you're going to hear the information again, whether that's 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months from now. And if you don't know how to think your way through the process, how to evaluate all these different strategies and the experts who are giving it to you, you're just going to implode, right? The way I look at it, it's like I'd rather give you a fishing pole and teach you how to fish for the information, right? Rather than just give you fish right now so to satisfy your hunger, right? I can do both. I can give you fish now so you can eat and get some results right away, and I can give you a fishing pole how you can learn how to do this for yourself later, all right? But I can either teach you how to fish and feed yourself for a lifetime, or I can just feed you right now. So something that, you know, I have through all these years and all these experiences that I've gone through, not just personally, but also helping people just like you, is that people in this industry, in this endeavor, bodybuilding and training, fitness, whatever, they want to make things black and white. Like, just tell me, if I just do this, this, and this, then I will get the results. I don't want to have to think. I don't want to have to do it. Just give it to me black and white. And it gets really frustrating when everybody's forcing that it's the black and white way to do it, but they're all different. People throw up their hands. Goes back to that confusion and overwhelm that I talk about, right? Things in bodybuilding training, they're not black and white, all right? Just like they're not in life. And those people who can deal in the gray, who are the most mentally and emotionally flexible, do the best in life. I want to teach you how to deal with things when they're not necessarily black and white. So people want things black and white, right or wrong, 10 on a scale from 1 to 10 or 0, nothing in between. Yet when they come up with a strategy, right, that they're going to proceed with, whether it's nutrition or training, it has to be the most complex, evolved, different foods at different times and different meals and rotating this strategy with that strategy with adding more here, taking off here, higher reps here, lower reps here, this time. I mean, the strategies that they come up with are the most complex. And so the other thing that I want to do for you is, you know, pound into your mind that things don't have to be complex in order to be effective. That's not the most important feature you should be looking for in an effective training strategy or an effective eating strategy, how complex it is. Because I'll just tell you, look, I've been doing this, help people just like you for years. The more complex you make it, yeah, that may give you some certainty and confidence, and you think you got this revolutionary complex strategy, and you might do it for 2 weeks. But it's too complex to follow through with for the weeks and the months that you need to see results, and you just stop doing it. And it doesn't need to be that complex in order to be effective. So effective and efficient strategies, that's what I'm all about. That's what you can get with me. So this podcast is about telling you exactly what you can get from me. So when it's there, whether you're on the bodybuilding.com message board, you're listening to this podcast, you're on skiplacour.com, what does Skip LaCour have to offer me? I'm telling you right now. So it won't just, maybe you'll see it and appreciate it. I'm telling you exactly what to look for with all of this information that I give you. Other thing is I am just going to pound the fundamentals down your throat. Keep on reminding you of the basics that work. And I know that's boring. I know that I could get people a lot more excited and into my circles if I just created the XYZ strategy with all these different variations of this and that, because I know that's the shiny object that people want. And again, this is just a character decision on my part. It's just, that's not with my value system, right? To just grab the low hanging fruit just to satisfy, you know, my short term gratification, right? You have to, while you're learning new strategies, look, I'm going to keep things exciting. I want to do that with your mind more than the training, the eating, actually. But it's the fundamentals. It's doing things that you consider boring. Well, what's so new about this? What's so revolutionary? Who says things have to be new or revolutionary? It's taking those fundamentals, right, like a training routine, an arm routine, and then getting that basic routine and getting better mentally, physically, emotionally, efficient, effective, mindset, everything about it, and taking that fundamental to higher and higher level. So I'm all about the fundamentals, but more than just reiterating the fundamentals. I'm about having you be conscious of not just saying, I know how to do this training routine, or I know how to eat. It's getting better and better, finding smaller distinctions, smaller insight to get more and more and more productivity, more value out of that quote-unquote fundamental basic strategy. All right, I'm all about getting you results. All right, you'll see, you'll never hear me get into debates with other gurus about, you know, they do it this way or they do it that way. You know why? Because I see the value. Every successful strategy has a commonality. They have common organizing principles, and I can see the strategy that may be slightly different than the way I think is the most effective strategy, but inside of it, which you may not be able to see, I see all the organizing principles of what makes it successful. Now, these gurus want to, you know, really focus on what makes theirs different and say, I'm right and they're wrong because of this one little aspect. What you don't know is that, yeah, this one aspect may be different, but there's 10 of them that are exactly the same as that person they're criticizing. Those fundamental organizing principles that make it successful, 10 of them out of the 11 are exactly the same, and they're pounding the one. And they're shaming the other one or saying he doesn't know what he's talking about and blah, blah, blah. You can't see that. A lot of times you don't have a certain level of experience. Sometimes those coaches don't even, those experts don't either. You know, that there's a commonality, there's organizing principles. That's why I don't get wigged out about when someone has a different strategy, because I can see it at a deeper level, why it works. And if you take it, hell, even I can take this other strategy. I can make it work if it has enough of those organizing principles for success. And you can take that with training or eating. So I'm all about getting results. However you get that, get there. All right. That's what I'm all about. I've been through so many different levels of this. Obviously, the serious focus, dedicated bodybuilder. That's all I thought about was training, eating to win the contest for many, many years in a row, taking to that extreme level, taking those fundamentals to higher, 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 higher levels to have this unbelievable drug-free physique, right? Six national championships. So, you know, that part is easy. Moving backwards, and so like just for the last 10 years since I've retired from competitive bodybuilding, right? You know, it's all about business now, Mass Machine Nutrition. Yet at the same time, you know, fitness is just who I am. So it's about taking everything I learned from that extreme dedication and then applying it to my regular life, because I know most of you have a regular life, right? So how can you take what I've learned, effective and efficient strategy, so you can have a great family, have a great career, have that overall quality of life? That's easy for me to do now because I went through those extreme focus to find every little detail, every little distinction. And I can help you prioritize that and put a hierarchy of value on it, meaning that everything, every strategy, although it may be effective, they're all not equal in importance. I can help you break that down. All right. So I've been where you're at. I've tried all the different strategies. I can help you figure all that out. So that's when it comes to all the strategies. That's what's going to take you to be successful. But this is what I'm really all about these days, right? I'm really all about you being more than just muscles. I'm really all about you making your man formation. That using this bodybuilding training not as a way to escape from the world and all your problems and all your issues that you may or may not know, like a lot of people in this industry, all right? There are a lot of people who are still in the path that I was going, that I was fortunate enough to break out of, so I can enjoy a lot of other things. I'll tell you, a lot of it becomes because of trust issues, things that have happened in their past that they may or may not question, where they don't rely on other people for intimate relationships, business relationships. They don't, you know, they don't even understand that, because what they're doing makes sense to them, because I can definitely relate to that. That's the way that I thought. But you're never going to have a business that creates enough wealth for you and your family to provide options if you don't know how to look at other people in a positive manner, trust other people, you know. And I know people have let you down in the past, but there's a way to go about this where you're strong enough to bounce back, right? Obviously, you're not going to have those friends or romantic relationships, that intimacy, the real level, not just having a girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend, which I had, you know, for many years. I mean, real intimacy, unless you can break that down. Sometimes this thing that we go to, and a lot of people just posted on my Facebook page, where a lot of people, you know, they were picked on, and that's what got them into bodybuilding. They broke up with a girlfriend, she cheated on him, or a husband did, or something like that. And then they take that pain, and they get this feel-good sensation, taking control of their life, where they gave their that control away to other people, and they got hurt. And for some people, that happens as an adult. Many of us, it happened when we were 4 years old. We just don't know it because we've just been living that way, right? And it just gets reinforced. So many times, you know, what happens as an adult is just a recreation in a more mature adult manner of what you've been thinking ever since you were a kid, right? And that was definitely my case. I see this all the time. I mean, sometimes I just want to come in, you know, and just jump in there and just help you see it. But I also know that if you're not ready to see it, it's you'll be offended. I know that if somebody probably told me, I'd be offended. So my thing is just tell my stories. And when you're ready, they say when the student is ready, the teacher arrives. That's the best that I can do, right? I see, you know, some people like on these journals that I talk about on bodybuilding.com, and, you know, they will find, and I hope this person can, this will make sense to them. I hope they really identify, but I don't want to call them out on a podcast, is that their way of dealing with disappointment, their way of not being able to figure out this combination that I'm still trying to figure out, I'm encouraging you to figure out so you can really have ultimate happiness. Their way is just to find fault in everything. Everything is wrong, why it's not exactly that way, and to be sarcastic about it, to push it away, sarcastic, funny, it's not necessarily true, on and on, and they just push. But I can connect with this person. I have empathy that they really, that's just their way of dealing with it, because letting it come close and really dealing with it is too much pain. So they laugh it off, they brush it off, they find fault in it, they're sarcastic, they're, you know, curt and snippy about it. You know, they're the big wisecracker, laughing about it, because they just don't know how to deal with a certain situation. God, I would just love to just, you know, be that person that says, look, you know, it's a different way of thinking that's going to get you that happiness. This may feel good now, pushing situations. This may make you feel good, but, you know, I don't want you to be 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, and wondering, well, why didn't this life turn out the way that I really wanted it to be? So more than just muscles, you're more than just muscles. Let's take our passion for this bodybuilding, fitness, and training, our love, and use it to have a better overall quality of life. Make our man formation. And that's what that Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. That's what that, you know, story is all about. Really, the sets and reps, I can help you with that. The diet, I can help you with that. Understanding all that, I can help you with that. Having that body, having that, building that muscle, losing that body fat, I can help you do that. But more, what I want more for you while you're learning all that is a better overall quality of life. And that's what I'm all about. And that's what you can get from all these podcasts, all these posts that I do on bodybuilding.com, all the podcasts that are on iTunes, skiplacour.com, everywhere. That's what you can get. So instead of you just me hoping that you get what I am trying, the message I'm trying to deliver, now you have it earmarked. Now you can look for it, right? And why do I do all this? You know, let me just talk about why do I do all this. It's one, as you can tell, this is just my passion. Look, I get up every morning and do these podcasts 7 days a week so far. Now we're on number 35, right? All the articles I've written that are posted all over the internet, all over the world, right? My continual passion. Obviously, I love it. All right, you can't do something like this unless you love it. You have this sincere desire to help other people, and I hope that's obvious to you. But part of my life plan, my dream, is if I provide enough value and I'm smart about it and I ask you for help. Again, that's kind of the message. A lot of us in this bodybuilding and fitness, you know, we don't have those intimate relationships. We don't like relying on other people. We don't feel safe. We don't trust that situation. And the only way to be able to throw yourself in and find the right people, trust, no matter how many times we've been let down before, right? And trust, and then be flexible. If it doesn't work out, we don't give up. We look for those. We're just smarter. But we need those relationships with other people. But we have to know how to ask for them too. So I give to you, provide value. And what do I want out of it? I want you to support Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, that's it. I've dedicated my life to training. I think I've told you how all those trophies pretty much created voids in my life, but I learned a lot. And so now I'm passing that along to you. And as I help you, as I create these emotions and these good feelings in your life, help you get on the right track, you know, you're going to buy your supplement somewhere, right? Why don't you buy them from the hardworking, passionate guy who helped you feel good at life? Doesn't that make sense? So, you know, you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, I'll tell you something. If you look in this industry, the people who are giving you the information, they're part-time professionals. It's a hobby. I mean, a long time ago, 15, 17 years ago, whatever, I quit my job, and this is all I think about. Not just doing it, but how to share it with you. This is how I make my living. I don't have another, for the last 15 years, 17 years or whatever, I didn't have another job to go to, right? All I thought about is how to deliver this kind of message to you. Tried, like I said, you know, 10 things and only one of them worked. And I did probably 50 things or 500 things. So 100 of them worked or whatever, 50 of them worked, right? You know, so you might think, well, there's so many experts out there who just give away for information for free. Number one, I give it away for free too, right? That's number one. So the other thing too is that this is my business. This is how I'm going to support. This is how I support myself. This is how I support my family. This is how I create value for you. And it leads to my dream life, right? So you're buying your supplement somewhere. Buy the highest quality, most effective supplements for Mass Machine Nutrition. And for those of you who want to get from point A to point B faster, my information products, right? I'll tell you, the best value for somebody who wants this is my digital download library, right? For $197. I mean, you have 26 hours of video. There's 23 hours of audio. I take you through the course step by step. Go to my page and look at Results University. Click that. That's how you're going to get this knowledge. For those of you who want it, or you know, you're sick of screwing around and hearing all this, you just want to get from point A to point B. You want to learn my 25 years of knowledge in the shortest period of time. Invest in that Results University. Look, by listening to this podcast, you're the type of person who wants to step up and take control of this area of your life. I can help you do that. Look, invest in $197. Go through the whole program. If you don't think it's worth it, I'll refund your money. That's how much I believe in it, right? So that's how, this is the reason why I'm doing it. So you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, for those of you who want the information in the shortest period of time, the direct route, investing in like my program, Results University, right? Or those of you who want this insight, you know, just in a shorter period of time where I get to talk about your situation, you know, sign up for my one-on-one weekly coaching, right? That's how this all works. Give. And I thank all of you who are supporting my efforts, but I'm just being transparent about it. You know, there's a lot of people who say you shouldn't have to pay for anything in life. Well, there are a lot of great information here, isn't there, for free? But the people who want to accelerate it, I'm there for you. And that, again, that's how it works. Totally transparent, you know. I'm not just going to just sit and hope on the sidelines. I hope they support me. You know, one thing that I've done that, again, and this is what I want to teach you, these type of things, that you can't just be a good person who works hard, all right? It's going to take more than that. It's going to take more with other people. You got to know what you want and find people who are willing to help you. I've found you, people who are willing to help you. You need to take that message into your life. One thing that I've said is that like my post, right? Share, comment. It'll spread the word. I can't tell you just by me simply asking you that, how hard is that for you to do? Just click, 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 comment. And guys have been doing it. And just look at the numbers. See how many times the bodybuilding.com message board is visited, how those numbers have grown. Just see, you know, the people on the Facebook page has grown. It's because of you, and I totally appreciate you reciprocating for all my effort by doing simple things like that. But I have to remember, I had to ask you that. So take that message and start asking. Build a relationship, provide value for other people, create a rapport, know what you want, and then know how other people can help you and ask them for that. All right, so this turned into a really long morning podcast. Good way to start the week, but I just want to let you know all about me, totally transparent, and what I have to offer you. So for every podcast you listen to in the future, all right, every article that you read, you know exactly where I'm coming from and exactly what to look for and apply it to your life. Because again, it's all about you. It's all about you getting everything that you want and more out of this information that I provide. All right. So, hey, thanks for joining me for this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.